in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is letter number 1713, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Ches Tammuz, the 18th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. Now, this is interesting because, you know, my father, may he rest in peace, was also during that time, he was one of the refugees. This was 1952. After the war, in 1945 and 1946, they escaped, and they went, they escaped Russia, and then through Germany and Austria, various different, they ended up in France, in Paris, and in Rouen. And then some of them didn't have any skills at all. I mean, they came out with nothing. We learned in an earlier letter of the Rebbe, wrote to Shazar about how the Hasidim came in totally empty-handed. So some of the people, including my father, they learned how to be a shoychet. And a lot of these people afterwards also asked the Rebbe that they wanted to come to the United States. So these letters, this first letter we're reading now, the Rebbe writes that it was with pleasantness that I received your letter in which you notified that you received Kabbalah. That's an additional, a rabbi needs smicha, but a shochetz needs Kabbalah. Kabbalah, that means that he knows the laws of Shechita, specifically for a shochet. So that you receive the Kabbalah as a shochet to boidek. It goes together. One who shechts, and boidek means the one who inspects the insides to check it out. So let it be the will from the Blessed Hashem that you should succeed in your work, which is called heavenly work. It's work for Shemaim to provide kosher meat. And for sure you know the ruling of our leaders, our holy rabbis, especially the Alter Rebbe and especially Tzemach Tzedek in the Shulchan Aruch, and in their response, they said that a shoychet and a boidek needs to be a very God-fearing Jew. It has to be a Yerushamayim B'yosef. The reason is because he's feeding everybody. When you get it in your plate, you don't know, you're trusting that the shoychet didn't make any mistakes. Sometimes it's easy to make a little mistake, and maybe you don't want to call on it, but it's very, very important that the shoychet of boidek, the Rebbe said, needs to be a very much a Yerushamayim, even more than a rabbi. It doesn't say it over here, but the Rebbe brings it elsewhere. And since everything is by divine providence, so you have been given definitely those strength, those powers, and it only depends on you when you will put in effort, an effort of the soul, an effort of the flesh properly, you will be successful with this. And this is also fitting what is written in Tono Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. Over there it says, Ein v'shachat elo moshach, what means shchita, when it says you shecht, it means that you draw, which means just like the physical job of the shoychet ubeidek is to draw the meat of the animal and the bird so that draws them from their level of being an animal, and you turn it in that animal, that Baal Chai, should become blood and flesh, like you're part of your body. So basically, in the scheme of things, the human being is in a higher level than the animals. And when you shech the animal and you make it kosher food so that the person consumes it, so that meat turns into the person, to the medaber. So that's the physical shechita of the animal and the practical, pragmatic thing of eating the food, of the kosher food. But may God succeed you that as well. Also, we also have figuratively, we have an animal soul, which also your own or and others, you have to shecht it away, you have to pull it out from its level where it is, that it should be subjugated, it should be nullified and included in the godly soul, which is called Adam. The godly soul is what's called Adam, and there, and that is the reason is because of Adam Le'elyon, because it equates to the Supreme, to Hashem. And the Rebbe blesses him with Hatzlacha, with success. It's interesting. From the Rebbe's light writing, it seems a little bit that the person was a little bit hesitant, and the Rebbe is sort of encouraging him that since divine providence, so he's been given the koiches. I know my father was one of the people that also learned Shechita and got Kabbalah and Shechita during that period of time. This was already actually, my father got it earlier, he already worked at that time as a shoychet in Boydek in Ireland and Dublin. But you see, it's a great responsibility over there, and the Rebbe says that one who was given that job, certainly Hashem provides him, gives him the energy, but you got to put the effort in, the proper effort, and then you'll be successful.